Dozens of men from around the state who want to end violence and build healthier communities converged in Juneau on a recent weekend. The organizers, two anti-domestic violence organizations, an Alaska Native corporation, and an Alaska Native cultural nonprofit, called it a men's gathering. There were panels and discussions about masculinity, colonization, trauma, relationships, and healing. And like at a lot of conferences, there was a hands-on team-building activity the last day. They didn't practice trust falls or traverse a ropes course. They picked up fillet knives and processed four freshly killed harbor seals. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I tagged along for the hunt. It's early Sunday morning aboard an aluminum skiff in Lynn Canal. Johan Echohawk Atkinson of Metlakatla has his eyes trained on his cousin's husband, who hopped onto some kelpie, mussel-encrusted rocks with a .22 caliber rifle slung over his shoulder.
Lyle and his natural elements.
Lyle, as in Lyle James, a cultural educator and a leader of the indigenous dance group Wuxi'in in Juneau. He's Tlingit, Filipino, and Hawaiian, and is leading this seal hunt. Atkinson is from Metlakatla with Tsimshian and Pawnee roots. Hunting seal is new to him, and he's eager to learn and bring the know-how back to his community. In a lot of Alaska Native communities, he says a loss of culture and identity has caused problems, including domestic violence.
We also lost our values, you know, our way of living that has always kept us strong and healthy since time immemorial. So now, with us bringing back our language, with our culture, we're also bringing back our traditional values as us as men to be providers and protectors.
As Atkinson waits for the hunter to pick a shot, there's a question from a panel discussion the day before swirling in his head.
Honestly, that was probably the hardest question that the men answered.
Because it's not something men usually talk about.
You know, and I think that's part of the problem is, you know, our mindset was the way society is to not talk about love, you know, to not talk about your emotions, to not cry, you know, to not do anything pertaining that has any feeling. So when those three men were asked, what is love? I've never been asked that before, and I'm 38 years old, you know, so it was great, you know, hearing men twice my age being able to talk about love and become vulnerable in front of an audience of men from all over Alaska.
From the rocks, Lyle James points the boat toward a shallow cove. Atkinson grabs a gaff hook and pulls in the fourth and final harbor seal of the morning.
Awesome.
Lyle James hops back into the boat, motoring back to Amalga Harbor. James explains the philosophy that he takes into hunting.
I never go out and assume that I'm going to get something. I'm just, if a seal is willing to give itself to us, then I definitely appreciate it.
They take the seals to a beach on the road system. The conference attendees arrive in a caravan. Soon, about a dozen men are wrist deep in seal guts.
So we make sure that we always use everything. Every piece of the seal, every piece of the deer.
A lot of these guys have leadership roles in their communities, running support groups, coaching kids basketball, or working directly in social service jobs.
Man, what an awesome learning experience.
Yeah.
From the start to the finish.
Yeah. Ethan Candyfire is Kiowa Apache, Cheyenne, and Arapaho, but lives on St. Paul Island in the Bering Sea. He used to work in law enforcement there.
It's so reactive, you know. It's a lot of the work that I did was completely after fact. It was way after the toxicities and all those things happened. So what I realized is, you know, it's our young people. You know, you kind of have to build them up. You know, you have to put good things. You have to teach them to ask themselves good questions.
Now he teaches math and coding and coaches junior high basketball.
It's hard in small communities when people like know about some negativity in your life. They know your problems and your situations, but just teaching our youth, like, it's all right to make, you know, boneheaded mistakes, you know, that no matter what, don't feel like you have to stay home you know, stay away from people. Like, come to these circles, come talk. You know, when you're uncomfortable, you need to just go ahead and walk in those.
The seal meat stacks up in 1 gallon Ziploc bags. The seal fat goes into a big pot to render. It all gets distributed to elders and conference attendees. The seal hunt and the men's gathering aren't silver bullets. There are many factors that lead to domestic violence and unhealthy relationships. It's complex. But Johan Echohawk Atkinson says confronting the issue with other men and creating a space where they can be vulnerable with each other is a huge step. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.